We live in the age of copy-paste. We scroll, we consume, we repeat. Other people's opinions become our thoughts. Other people's dreams become our goals. Other people's fears become our limits. We buy comfort to heal our anxiety, only to discover the comfort itself is hollow. We are terrified of being different, yet desperate to feel alive. Something inside us knows. This cannot be the purpose of a human life. Thousands of years ago, a man faced this exact dilemma. He didn't write a thread about it. He didn't wait for approval. He burned the system down. His name was Yajnavalkya, and he is the first rebel of India. Picture a great Vedic academy. The air is heavy with incense. Chanting floats endlessly through the halls. Tradition sits on every wall like dust. The headmaster is Vaishampayana, the authority of the age. He teaches the Yajur Veda, but the knowledge is cluttered. Poetry mixed with instructions, wisdom tangled with ritual, a sacred song interrupted by a user manual. Yajnavalkya watches quietly, and something inside him revolts. One day the master asks his students to perform a penance on his behalf. They agree instantly, nods. Silence, obedience, like sheep afraid of standing alone. Then Yajnavalkya rises. Master, he says, look at them. They have memorized words, but they have no fire. Why waste your time? I alone will perform this penance. It was truth. But truth spoken without fear always sounds like arrogance. The master's ego collapses. You dare insult your brothers? He roars. Leave this place at once. But before you go, return every word I taught you. You will not carry my knowledge with you. Most of us would beg. We need the certificate. We need legitimacy. We need someone above us to say, yes, you are allowed to exist. Yajnavalkya didn't beg. He opened his mouth. And through a fierce act of will, he vomited the knowledge out. The ancient texts say the other students turned into partridge birds, titiri. They pecked at the regurgitated wisdom, secondhand knowledge, recycled truth, stale insight. This became the Black Yajurveda, the tradition of the status quo. Yajnavalkya wiped his mouth and walked into the forest. No school, no title, no teacher, only silence. He realized something painful. Human teachers carry human ego, so he looked upward, to the sun. O Aditya, he cried. Humans teach what they remember. I want what is alive. Teach me only that which is not stale. Teach me what no human knows. The sun answered. Taking the form of a stallion, it poured fresh wisdom into him. Not memorized, revealed. This became the White Yajurveda. Clean, structured, radiant. Knowledge downloaded directly from the source. Years later, Yajnavalkya returns. King Janaka announces a grand debate. The greatest minds of the land gather. The prize, 1,000 cows, gold tied to their horns, a fortune. The king asks, who among you is the wisest? Silence fills the hall. No one wants to appear arrogant. No one wants to be wrong. Then Yajnavalkya stands. He turns to his disciple and says calmly, son, take the cows home. The assembly explodes. You claim wisdom without debate? Yajnavalkya smiles gently. I bow to the wisest one, truly. But I really wanted the cows. One by one, the sages challenge him. One by one, they fall. Finally, Gargi rises, the fiercest intellect of her time. She pushes him beyond logic itself. What holds the universe together? She asks. And what holds that? Yajnavalkya replies, you are trying to use words to describe the silence that holds the words. He was not silencing a woman. He was silencing the mind. Gargi bows. No one can defeat this man, she says. So why does this matter to you? Because most of us are still living the Black Yajurveda. We repeat borrowed beliefs. We chase inherited definitions of success. We live lives we never consciously chose. We eat the vomit of tradition. Yajnavalkya leaves us three lessons. First, vomit the stale. If a belief, habit, or career shrinks your spirit, reject it. Second, seek the sun. Go to the source. Don't just read about life, live it. And third, take the cows. Spirituality is not weakness. Wisdom is not poverty. You can touch Brahman and still enjoy the world. Don't be a partridge pecking the ground. Be the stallion facing the sun. The rest is just noise. Remember, every age has its partridges. People who repeat what they were told. People who defend systems they secretly hate. People who confuse obedience with virtue. And every age has a few rebels, not loud, not violent, not angry, just unbearably awake. They don't burn cities. They burn illusions. They don't reject society. They simply refuse to let it think for them. Yajnavalkya was not dangerous because he questioned authority. He was dangerous because he showed that freedom does not come from rebellion alone. It comes from clarity. When you see clearly, fear loses its grip. And once fear is gone, no system can own you. Just think over it.